This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hillary Clinton is suffering from pneumonia. That's a diagnosis by her doctor, who has put her on antibiotics. She is said to be recovering nicely at her home in Chappaqua, New York. This came up because Hillary Clinton left a 9/11 ceremony early today. We didn't know what was going on. The press was not informed. And this is said to be related to the coughing fits that she has suffered recently. And she was overheated, and the temperature was in the low 80s in Manhattan, and now we have the pneumonia diagnosis. Joining us now is Jonah Goldberg, National Review senior editor and a Fox News contributor. So how much is this diagnosis of what happened to Hillary Clinton on this Sunday morning going to rise to the top of the media agenda and covering her now?
Well, I think it has to, in part because Donald Trump will make it. It's politically fair game.
Hasn't said anything so far, but sure.
Yeah, that's a good bet. And second of all, you know, let's just say that the pneumonia diagnosis is all there is to it and all the other rumors aren't true. Why in the world didn't Hillary Clinton just put this out proactively?
Well, we didn't have the diagnosis.
Well,
she knew she wasn't feeling well.
We were told that she had this cough and that she had been diagnosed, right? They had this tendency of behaving as if anytime there's a problem, they turn on the smoke machine so people will think there's fire. And they're so secretive and protective of information that it makes these stories bigger than they need to be.
I think the brief media blackout did not help her.
Yeah, I think Jonah Goldberg hit it right on there, Scott. You know, the pool of her, you know, of the media that follows her were kept in the dark for about 90 minutes. They had no idea where she went, what was going on. Nothing, you know, by way of information was given to them appropriately, left out in the dark. This is all contributory to all these conspiracies that cycle around Hillary Clinton. I mean, you feel bad for her. I mean, I hope she's fine, as a person, you know, for what she's going through. I mean, you know, doing these kind of campaigns, they are very stressful. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, I think you're right. He did hit it on the head. Look, everybody gets sick, and right now is probably some of the more stressful time in her life. That's usually when you're the busiest is when you tend to be susceptible to getting sick. So if she just comes out, they say, hey, she's not feeling well, you know. But the way it is, you know, you hear her hacking all the time, and then you see her get up and you know, almost stumble out of the ceremony the other day.
Mm-hmm.
It just, you know, like you said, they turn on the smoke machine, so everybody thinks there's fire.
Right. Well, it just it gives rise to all these, internet bloggers that are talking things that, there's just lots of, doctors recklessly, you know, saying things about her health. And I say recklessly because, I mean, they're not diagnosing her. I mean, I say this, and my own doctor probably is laughing right now because he often suggests that I practice medicine without license because I have my own opinion every time about my own health. He says, you're going to get arrested one day for practicing license, practicing medicine without a license. I know. So, but this is what gets us in trouble, and especially when you have a figure like this. And as Jonah said, look at, why don't you just tell the truth? I mean, you know, come up with it. Say, I'm dealing with this or whatever. I mean, her own doctor said that she was diagnosed with pneumonia back on Friday. Well, that was a couple of days ago. You know, why don't you let the people know what's going on so you can put these things to rest? But no, you have to wait until an episode comes in. And then you go, okay, are they telling us everything? Is pneumonia the whole story and nothing but, you know, and I got to tell you, I'm glad that the Trump campaign is not jumping all over this. I mean, They've got plenty to jump on. And, of course, we've got Curtis Ellis coming up in just a little bit. Curtis is an advisor to the Trump campaign. And so they're not going to touch this. I mean, they're going to leave this alone, and I think wisely so, which would stand in contrast to what Jonah Goldberg had to say. I think Trump is learning, and he's making some wiser choices these days. Well, this is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here. I should say aloha to you as we wrap things up in Maui, Hawaii, coming to you live from the CRN Maui studios, the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Good to have you along with us. Curtis Ellis is with us right now, a policy advisor for Donald Trump. Curtis also is executive director of American Jobs Alliance. He serves as a political communications consultant and writer for WND. Curtis, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
Just great today. Beautiful day.
Wonderful. Well, good to have you here. I know you and I feel the same. We were sorry to hear what happened with Secretary of State Hillary Clinton with her falling ill and having to leave early. And I know we all wish her well, and that's about all we can say about that right now, right?
Look, health is the most precious gift that God can give us, and I wish her a very speedy recovery.
Well, what was it, Thursday or Friday, she did say something that she absolutely handed what Mitt Romney handed to Barack Obama in 2012, which, interestingly enough, the New York Times, by comparison, jumped all over the Romney video, which was captured by Jimmy Carter's grandson, lest we forget, about the 47%. Hillary makes a statement that anybody, basically, she referred directly to the supporters of Donald Trump as a basket of deplorables. In other words, suggesting that, 50% of Trump's following are racist, sexist, xenophobic, homophobic, Islamic phobic, as she says, you name it. Now, where is the New York Times in terms of balance following up on this one?
Yeah, really. They're trying to explain it away. Look, Hillary Clinton showed her contempt for the hardworking people of America, the people who've had their jobs ripped from their community by the Clintons. And it was the Clintons who took the jobs from America, sent them to China, sent them to Mexico. These people are now, too many people in America are now bereft of work and bereft of hope, and they want change. And Hillary Clinton says they're racist and sexist and homophobic and deplorable. She's deplorable. That's what's deplorable. I have a question. We have right now poll after poll shows that Donald Trump leads Hillary Clinton among military people, 20 points ahead among military people. What percentage of them does Hillary Clinton say are deplorable? She said, well, it wasn't, I misspoke, it's not half, it's, well, so what percentage is it, Hillary Clinton, which percentage of our military do you say are racist, sexist, Islamophobe, homophobes, deplorable people? Now, this is just outrageous. It is just, I can't believe it. You know what it is, Bill? This is the contempt and the elitist snob attitude that prevails in the circles that Hillary Clinton travels in.
Mm-hmm.
Too many of these elitist Democrats, and, you know, I'm sure it's not just Democrats. I'm sure there are other elitist snobs that maybe have other letters next to their name.
Right.
They just think average, not, I don't want to say average, they want to say everyday Americans, everyday hardworking Americans.
Yeah, Main Street America.
Stupid.
That's
what we heard for so long. Oh, mm-hmm. The Donald Trump supporters, they're stupid. And now she's upgraded them to deplorable. Right?
Mm-hmm.
We've gotten the upgrade. We got the first class upgrade. We're not just stupid anymore. Now we're racist, sexist, homophobe, Islamophobe, deplorable. I mean, come on. It's just...
And the way she said it, Curtis, it wasn't like, you know, some sort of slip of the tongue. As you said, this came from her heart. And she really believes this.
Oh, yeah. She put her full heft behind this. She was on a tear. She wasn't rambling. She was very focused. It's almost as though she didn't even have to read this one. She wasn't reading this off a script like she did at her press conference on Friday.
Right.
She knew exactly what she was saying. Because this is the prevailing attitude. The elitists that run the show in Washington have nothing but contempt for the American people. They see themselves as citizens of the world, and it's the new Democratic coalition is an academic elite, and you know the Harvard crowd, the Harvard, Yale, Princeton crowd, and a bunch of people on welfare. You know, that's basically it. But that's not fair. I mean, so it's an academic elite plus a collection of minority groups.
Mm-hmm.
And they see these minority groups not as Americans, but as, you know, worldwide brown people, worldwide black people, worldwide mm-hmm. whatever. And
well,
they're citizens
they're
of the
sheeple.
World. And,
they're sheeple, Curtis. They ought to be thankful that they have the elites. If it wasn't for Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, we would be to hell in a handbasket. And that would be another upgrade, probably, you know, from the deplorable
right.
upgrade that she moved a half of Main Street America to. So, yeah, I mean, they just this is the thing that they really believe this rhetoric. And this came, you know, that's why I said it was very heartfelt. There wasn't some, you know, slip of the tongue or anything like that. It was just, you know, there's like a saying in which in Spanish language it says, in drunks and children tell no lies. And I don't know, maybe she was inebriated on something, you know, some antihistamine or something that, you know, from her, pneumonia. I don't know, but, you know, this is it. I mean, she let a part of herself be, put out there. And, you know, here it is. But by contrast, you know, the New York Times who went all over and went absolutely bonkers over the 47%, you know, but Hillary, you know, went higher than Romney, you know, from 47. Now she's at 50%. So,
Yeah, the other thing is that you point out very, very well, Bill, is the media has completely torched its standards of objectivity, torched its standards of truthfulness. They're completely on board with Hillary, out to destroy Donald Trump, and they have abandoned any sense of, well, our job is to look at things somewhat dispassionately, understanding that we all have opinions. Human beings come with opinions, just like we have faces. We can't get rid of them, but people don't necessarily want to look at them. That's why they talk to us on the phone instead of in person. Having enough self-awareness, say, I have this opinion. I'll put that to the side for the moment and just present the facts. Mm-hmm. And the media has gotten so far away from that. They've not just gotten away from it, they've decided they don't have to do that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They see Trump as an existential threat to America, and therefore it's our job to destroy him. And we are going to bend over backwards to protect Hillary Clinton and to go out of our way to destroy Mr. Trump It is really despicable, and people can see right through it. I say it's the boy who cried wolf syndrome. They've been the media have been out crying wolf for so long, people just don't listen anymore. They say, "Oh God, there they go again." I know.
Well, they're becoming irrelevant, and this is what's happening. I mean, this is why their circulation has fallen down. Their viewership has fallen down because the people see them for what they are. And that is that they've abandoned their position to do what it is that they're supposed to do, Curtis, as the media. They're to hold, our political parties and political leaders accountable, and they're not doing that. And that puts us in a lot of trouble. Curtis Ellis, policy advisor for Donald Trump. Curtis, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
Attention parents nearing the potty training stage. We know how tough it can be. Mom and pediatrician Dr. Tanya Altman shares tips and tricks to make underwear training an easy and positive experience.
Well, they may be around age 2 or 3, and they won't tell you that they want to use the potty, but they'll often start showing you by letting you know that they can kind of sense that they need to go. You might see them hide under the table or behind the couch so they have a little privacy when they need to go. They also might get excited to start wearing big boy and big girl underwear. And that's often when I like to transition them into training pants. Get them excited about wearing Pampers Easy Ups. They have the look and feel of real underwear. They're easy for toddlers to pull up and down. They have a 360-degree stretchy waistband. They're super soft, and I love the amazing leak protection. They also tear easily at the sides just in case you need to get them off right away.
For more info, go to Pampers.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We the people.
We want freedom now.
Listen to Bill Martinez live.
You. Yeah. have no idea who you're dealing with.
Do you know and do you care? This is Bill Martinez Live. How you doing? Good to have you along with us. Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour as the conversation continues. Many of us are concerned about Hillary Clinton's health, just as a fellow human being. We've heard all kinds of rumors, and this is the unfortunate situation. But as Jonah Goldberg had said earlier, and I agree with him, is that they keep us in the dark, and then they question why we come up with these different theories and ideas. And it's just the nature of what we get when we deal with the Clintons. It's not full disclosure. It's not transparency. They talk about transparency, but they don't really mean transparency. They just mean the kind of transparency that, we're all at different levels, you know. We have certain clearances, unlike her. And, we're kept, to where we should be dumbed down. And kept in the dark. And as I say, we're just all a bunch of mushrooms, and you know what we get fed. And that's what happens. And so then they, how dare you think that? Well, it goes back to, we were having this conversation just yesterday, again, reminding people that, in the absence of fact, opinion rules. Opinion is going to run rampant. And if you think not, all you got to look at the blogosphere and see all the particular suggestion and all these true, these true journalists, are just shocked and dismayed, But look what happened. Because of the blogosphere, it forced Hillary Clinton to, share some things that they didn't want to. And, we sit there and they go, they kept everybody in the dark. I mean, for 90 minutes. The media pool was left in the dark. They're all just like, you watch them. They're like the Keystone Cops, just wondering, looking, going, okay, where is she? What's going on? Do you know what's, I don't know. Have anybody heard anything? 90 minutes. Nobody has a clue where she's at. She's at her daughter's apartment. And interestingly, you go, okay, well, she went to the daughter's apartment. Why did she go to the daughter's? How many hospitals did she have to go by, if she had this situation and it looked that, it was, she was a bit in a crisis. And when you look at the footage, seeing what happened, how they held her up and her shoe goes falling off underneath the car. And fortunately, somebody picks it up. And somebody said, could you imagine Hillary Clinton stepping out with one shoe on and one shoe off? This is a lady that has a lot of dignity. I mean, that's not going to happen. But, it was a rather scary thing, to watch this. And you go, okay, what's going on? And then, of course, what could happen with the Democratic nominee? What's the procedure here if something is really wrong? And, of course, much of America has been set up with all the rumor that Hillary's health is, very much in question. But, all this, as we've been saying and as we said last week, it clouds her message. I mean, what is her message? If it's not the emails that are drowning out her message, it's the health issue that she's doing. And then, of course, then she comes off with this statement that anybody, the people that support Trump, 50% is this basket full of deplorables. Who would characterize them as racist? I mean, why are you racist? Because you care about your family. Why are you racist? Because you care about jobs, as Curtis Ellis was saying. What makes you racist? Because you believe America's on the wrong track and, you want to do something about it. I mean, this is the same thing they did with the Tea Party. Remember, what did the Tea Party want? The Tea Party wanted some government responsibility. Let's just balance the budget. How about that? Let's do something, if we attack the economy and, when I say attack, I'm saying focus on the economy and do something about this growing debt, our security issues could be calmed. We'll do something about our national security issues that certainly are prevailing and hitting us in the face and threatening us. I think some common sense, reasonable things, but here they were maligned. Had the IRS go after them, and all this has just gone by the wayside. And the IRS and the Democrats and Barack Obama have influenced and put their thumb on the scale for a couple of voting cycles here, ladies and gentlemen. And, I found it quite interesting last night that Bret Baier did a piece on voter fraud, which the Democrats just absolutely, they go on conniptions because they are just absolutely convinced no voter fraud whatsoever takes place. You know, even former Attorney General Eric Holder recently, you know, did a presentation just saying there's no way. I mean, he would raise his right hand, the other hand on the Bible, pick something, and he would say there's no way that voter fraud has taken place. But yet the empirical evidence is so obvious that it's I think that's a very difficult and a naive statement and a blinded statement to make, and one that he would want to convince. Like, who are you trying to convince? You're trying to convince yourself? You're trying to convince us? You know, both of us that voter fraud has not taken place? You know, it's rather mysterious. Let's say this, okay? And, you know, without putting a tinfoil hat on this deal, these are things that we need to keep an eye on, because our republic continues to be under attack. And there are a lot of bad actors that are participating in this whole situation. But anyway, getting back to Hillary's message, you know, Bill Kristol, the editor of the Weekly Standard, was on with George Stephanopoulos, and they were talking about Donald Trump. And he asked a proverbial question, and I want you to listen to the soundbite, because it ends up with a question of what is Hillary's message?
People has not been enthusiastic about Donald Trump, but one of the things you see in this poll, he is consolidating that Republican vote.
To some degree, and I mean, I don't think this race is over, and I've been thinking for 2 or 3 weeks here that it's people are overestimating how certain it is that Hillary Clinton will win. Now, the big problem he has is in the ABC Washington Post poll, and this has been very steady for a year, is he qualified to be president? Very simple question. 36% yes, 60% no. You know, that if 36% of the public thinks you're, only 36% think you're qualified to be president, you have a problem. On the other hand, people want change. What's Hillary Clinton's message? That's the thing that strikes me the most. I mean, what will she change? I mean, I think Trump should actually put up an ad saying, you want change, I'm going to change things, I'm going to build the wall, I'm going to renegotiate trade deals, I'm going to build the military, whatever. What is Hillary Clinton going to change about the path we're on?
Well, you know, and Billy Kristol talks about this 36% number. Again, keep in mind, there's a plus or minus 3-4% acceptable range, you know, so that 36% could be 40, it could be 32%. I mean, there's a wide range there of what, you know, that could potentially mean. And this is part of the challenge that Donald Trump has, is that he's being defined by the media and by these polls. Scott, you have some...
Well, it's just weird that people keep pointing to the is he qualified thing, because I seem to remember 8 years ago when a young senator from...
A junior senator
mm-hmm. Was running it, and when people said that, well, he's not qualified, that we were... A bunch of stuff was thrown out about how that, you know, you can't think like that, that's wrong. So, you know, along the same lines of what, you know, the deplorable, you know, it was deplorable to think like that, you know.
Well, if you didn't agree with Barack Obama, you were racist. I mean, because you just could not see, you could not have the capacity to consider a black man in office. Shame on you.
And, you know, if we want to get right down to it, Hillary's never been president. At least Trump's been president of a company. So, I mean, it's just weird that what they, each cycle, what they choose is acceptable to bring up and what's not.
Well, the Democrats have been famous for this, Scott, to your point. You know, anytime they can downgrade the conversation and go dirty, like what she's done in claiming that this is a racist issue or this is an anti-woman issue, this sort of thing. I mean, they tried to play that game early, remember?
Well, they're doing the same thing with their health. They had no problem bringing up health issues for John McCain when he was running.
Mm-hmm.
But now you bring up Hillary's health, and it's like, well, you're just trying to get away from the point. Okay.
Yeah, but this is the stuff that she brings up. See, this is what drives me absolutely bonkers, is that she self-indicts, you know, by virtue of this stuff, and thinks that, okay, she doesn't want to address it. Her own doctor diagnosed back on Friday, 2 days earlier, she had pneumonia. Well, they hid that information from the press pool, the press that's hanging with her. So now, what does it make the press pool look like? Like, they're a bunch of knuckleheads. They don't know what's going on. It's like people on the blog know more about it than she does, you know, than they do. And that's a bit embarrassing, and they're feeling it. There's no doubt about it. This is Bill Martinez. The conversation continues. Thank you for joining in. It's 28 minutes after the top of the hour.
This message is sponsored by Elcon with USA Swimming.
Hi, I'm Dara Torres,
5-time Olympic swimmer, former world record holder, and paid spokesperson for Alcon. It takes hard work and dedication to be an Olympic athlete, but now my most important job is being a mom to my own swimmer. This summer, your children may be spending more time in the water, so it's important to know how to spot signs and symptoms of swimmer's ear and to know what to do about it. As my doctor explained, swimmer's ear, medically known as acute otitis externa, or AOE for short, is a common ear infection often brought on by water remaining in the ear after swimming, creating an environment that aids the growth of bacteria. You can learn more about swimmer's ear at drops101.com. If you notice your child has any signs of swimmer's ear, contact your doctor to discuss potential treatment options. Go to drops101.com to learn more.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You've reached Bill Martinez live.
I love the East, I love the West. North and South are both the best, but I only love to go there as a guest. I love being here with you. I love the sea, I love the shore. I love the rocks, and what is more, with you, there'd never be a bore, because I love being here with you.
Bill Martinez live.
Let me tell you, it is great to be with you. Great to have you along with us. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. It's all right there. Just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour, and right now, Nathan Nascimento joins us, senior policy advisor at Freedom Partners, and focuses on healthcare. And of course, we've got lots to talk about. There's lots of distraction right now, but you know, for those people, Nathan, that are having to deal with a healthcare crisis in America today. I mean, for them, it's an absolute crisis. Everybody else, it just hasn't quite caught them up. They hear that premiums are doubling and tripling. I mean, as high as 62% increasing. It is just one bit of bad news after the other, but it's all getting lost because there is so much to focus on these days.
Digit increases across the country on average. I mean, this is even more than what we saw from last year, and this is showing not only we've seen these healthcare premiums increases, we're seeing the deductibles increasing, and not to mention, too, that we're also seeing insurers pull from the marketplace,
exactly,
which means that people will have less options to choose from when the exchanges open up to renew their healthcare coverage, but we'll see less things covered. We'll see more expensive care, and, I mean, quite frankly, people may have to travel even further to use their health insurance in order to see their doctor or get the treatment that they need for their families.
Well, this has been so politicized, Nathan, from day one. I mean, the Democrats really own this, but they're counting on the public, you know, forgetting. Some have forgotten, except for those that are having to deal with it. Somehow it just gets enmeshed into that that big bucket of politics that everybody wants to say, well, both sides are responsible. When it comes to health care, this is on Barack Obama. This is on the Democrats 100%, no doubt, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I'll be honest, too. I mean, the Republicans aren't doing themselves any favors either. But the fact of the matter is we have, you know, President Obama and we have Hillary Clinton out there now calling for to go a step beyond even the Affordable Care Act and start calling for the public option. And this is a
single
part
payer,
of the debate
yeah.
from, yeah, the single payer, the march toward single payer. And this is something that we saw when Obamacare was coming out. This was part of those discussions. And it's scary. It is really scary. And what it could do to not only the healthcare industry, but for people and, more importantly, to the taxpayers who are going to be on the hook for this endlessly.
Well, it goes along with the Beltway arrogance, Nathan, that, you know, we're just so fortunate to have them. You know, they're just such brilliant individuals, and we need them to take care of us. You know, we're in that basket of deplorables, you know, in some form or another, whether it's for voting for Donald Trump or just trying to live life according to the U.S. Constitution and believing our founding fathers when they enumerated the freedoms that we should enjoy here. But they're saying, you know, Nathan, you're not a big enough boy to really deal with these freedoms. You know, you need us elites to really guide you through this process here.
Absolutely, and guess who's paying for that, Bill?
Yeah, exactly.
We're not smart enough to make our own decisions about how we want to choose our health care or how we want to treat our families or take care of our families, but be sure that our dollar is green enough for them to make sure that we pay for their failed experiments. I mean, look, Bill, you know, I'm touching on this public option thing. I mean, the biggest part about it is we've seen a sort of experiment with the latest iteration. Remember, public option was part of that conversation. They backed away from it. This compromise that emerged were these healthcare co-ops. And we've seen these 24 nonprofit healthcare co-ops start. And you know what happened? Here we are, 2016, of those healthcare co-ops, 18 actually have failed. We had one that never started. We've had 17 fall off the radar and have gone belly up, all with taxpayer loans. $1.7 billion gone now. And this is what they want to create. They want to take it a step further. So if we're not able to recoup the $1.7 billion now, how much worse is it going to be when they move to a full government option?
Oh, without a doubt. No question whatsoever. And, Nathan, this has been social engineered over the years, even before the Affordable Care Act came into being, when they stepped in and, you know, thwarted the free market system with our health care and started setting up all these different, you know, zones that they could operate, you know, within the states and not cross over and things. They messed up the program. So it was on this trajectory anyway. So it's, you know, as far down the road as we are here, when is the insanity going to stop? And we're at a critical crossroads, as you say, that this could go single payer. People finally throw their hands up because this is what the Democrats and progressives do. They wear you out with all this nonsense to where finally you just surrender. You throw up the white flag, and then next thing you know, the very thing that they said they weren't going to do is the very thing they thrust upon us.
I think it's the right question, Bill. And I think what we're hearing, you know, certainly as we talk with people, and we've been saying these things for years. You and I have been talking about this.
Yes.
We've been hearing about the stories, not only about the premiums and the cancellations, but the fact of the matter is people are just getting more and more fed up. I mean, we're still seeing huge opposition to the Affordable Care Act. But here's the other part of this, too. You know, you were asking about when. I think right now we have that opportunity. You know, we at the end of this year, we have two of the Obamacare programs that are ending at the end of this year. And, you know, this is an opportunity where all you have to do is let these two programs sunset, and you've taken a blow to Obamacare. All you have to do is let these things go, and you've made a blow to Obamacare. And you know what will happen? It will help to facilitate the conversation about getting rid of the Affordable Care Act. But the fact of the matter is that now we're talking about some members on the Hill are talking about extending these two programs. This is risk corridors and reinsurance, talking about extending these things and giving more and more taxpayer money to insurance companies, putting insurers before taxpayers.
Nathan, they're not going to let this thing sunset. Are you kidding me? We're looking at, you and I were talking about this before we went on the air. We're looking at a lame duck Congress here. Once again, Republicans, last time I checked, they control the House, right, still? So they still control the purse? For some reason, these knuckleheads cannot seem to address the problem early enough. They love addressing this problem every year at the 11th hour with the lame duck Congress, especially. And here they, you know, they buckle to the president, and they're supposed to have the power of the purse, and we're going to have all this goofy last-minute stuff going on, not to mention, even prior to the lame duck Congress, we're coming down to our governmental fiscal year-end, and so here's that stupid time of the year when all the budgets, all the agencies in this big bloated government that we have starts vacating all their budgets, spending off everything. And as I say, we start spending $10,000 for a number two Ticonderoga pencil. What's wrong with this insanity?
You know, Bill, you know what it is? I think it's a couple of things. Number one, I think politicians are banking on the fact that people aren't paying attention anymore. And I think that they think that the American public don't want to talk about Obamacare. They don't want to talk about the law. They're now pivoting to the idea of how do you fix it? I mean, it's been around for so long. How do you fix it? And I think what you need to do here, and I think this is the call to action, because they think you're sleeping, because they think you're not paying attention, that's the incentive to redouble efforts and to make sure that you're connecting with lawmakers. And it's not just about getting rid of the Affordable Care Act. Let's make it even more granular. Let's talk about just getting rid of these two programs at the end of this year. Let's make sure that politicians understand that I do care. This isn't working. I don't want to pay for this. This is horrible. Right. This is hurting my family. Let's get rid of this law.
Exactly. I mean, I'm tired of paying the penalty for this. I'm dealing cash and carry with my doctor anyway. I don't need now, what is it, a $1,000 penalty if you're not participating in the Affordable Care Act?
That's exactly it. And depending on your family, could even more.
I mean, this is absolutely crazy. So that coupled with this lame duck, we got about 40 seconds left here, Nathan, with this lame duck, Congress session that we're entering into, and there's been some talk, you know, is there any way to neuter it? And there's no way they're going to give that up, are they?
You know, let's do this. I think at the very least, they have to make sure, people need to make sure that they hear from they communicate with their legislators, their politicians, and say, look, this has got to stop. No lame duck spending at the end of this session, no tax extenders, and certainly don't bail out insurance companies.
Exactly. Well, Nathan Nascimento has been with us. Thank you so much. Always great to have your brilliant perspective on this, Nathan. Nathan's a senior policy advisor at Freedom Partners and, of course, focusing on health care. Thank you so much. It's just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour. Get involved in the conversation. Let us know your thoughts. Hashtag VMartinezLive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago.
Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
GCN and Youngevity are bringing Dr. Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo, Vice Presidential Marketing Director with Youngevity and the GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet Dr. Joel Wallach for leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth. Visit wallachhawaii.com, teamgaday.com or call 808-436-5025. 808-436-5025.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
A note to D.C. bureaucrats. You're not getting away with it. Bill Martinez, live.
Oh, oh, when my baby smiled at me, I'll go to Rio de Janeiro. I'm a salsa fellow. When my baby smiles at me, the sun will lighten up my life, and I am free at last. What a blast.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
I think it's one of those songs that Ryan Lochte is dancing to. What do you think, huh? He goes to Rio one more time. Maybe he wants to have a do-over. Why not? It's 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you. Timothy Shea is back with us. Entrepreneur, as they say, a recovered attorney. Has been active in Republican politics for over 30 years. A former elected official in Wellesley, Massachusetts. Timothy joins us from America's capital of the cloudy skies. Syracuse, New York. How you doing, Timothy?
I'm doing quite well, Bill. Thanks for having me back on.
Hey, great to have you back here. Have you figured out what part of the deplorable basket that you're in? I'm still trying to figure it out. Scott and I are, you know, we're trying to toss coins here. We've all been, but anybody that, I guess if you're not for Hillary, you're in some deplorable basket, I guess.
Well, you know how you get a gift basket and it's filled with a whole bunch of different things?
Uh-huh.
I'm that big thing right in the middle.
Of course, you have to be the big thing. See, ladies and gentlemen, this is what happens. See, when you're an entrepreneur and you're an attorney, you get to be the big thing. Yes, that's great. That's brilliant.
I'm 6'5". I've got a loud mouth, and I refuse to. As I posted yesterday, we had never forget. Everybody's saying never forget, never forget, never forget what? Never forget who did it to us.
Yes.
I will not sit down. I will not shut up, and I will never submit. So, I'm a deplorable.
Well, and CARE and other Muslim groups, they don't like the plaque that cites that, who did this to us, right?
Exactly.
So this is the stuff that goes on here in our country, is a rewrite of history. And, of course, it was said, and we're reminded once again, I think it was, where am I going with this, with the author, who said that he who controls the past can control the present and thereby the future as well.
That was George Orwell.
Yes, exactly, George Orwell. And it might even have been, you know, preceded by a communist. I think Marx may have said the same thing or suggested something similar, you know, along those lines. But you know, the fact is this is why history is so important, and this is why it is absolutely essential that our media, journalists in this country, ought to be beholden to we the people, that they've sold out and have prejudiced their perspective to our injury and to their own. I mean, this is why they continue to lose audience, right?
Exactly. It was Marx's line. Marx said, he who has the press, he who owns the press has the power.
Yes.
And he meant the physical printing press, yep. Right? And that's exactly what we see. I mean, I knew as a kid, I got rubbed the wrong way by Walter Cronkite signing off, and that's the way it is. I knew as a 6-year-old, 7-year-old kid. No, that's not the way it is. That's the way you wanted me to think it was.
That's right. Wow. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But what we're seeing now, it's funny because the leftist media is so in the bag for the Democrats, but even now they're being challenged. How dare they question Hillary's health?
Yes.
Once again, is proven right.
But she does this to us, Timothy. I mean, they knew Friday she had pneumonia, you know, according to the doctor's diagnosis. Didn't say anything to anybody. The media pool was left in the dark. I mean, she's gone. She's MIA for 90 minutes. And the media pool, I guess, you know, they were saying it was too hot there. And then they questioned, you know, some are saying, well, it was so hot. But then they were saying, well, it was of the last 5-6 days there in New York and Manhattan, it was the coolest of the days. It really wasn't that uncomfortable. But she didn't have any problem leaving the media, you know, baking out there for 90 minutes. You're just wondering, you know, with their heads swiveling back and forth going, have you seen her? You know, do you know what happened? Nobody knew.
Exactly. Bill, my grandmother passed from Parkinson's disease.
I'm sorry.
I know several doctors and in real life and have had conversations with them and saw an excellent video by a physician who emphasized, you know, that he was not her treating physician, so it wasn't a diagnosis. But then he laid out the whole case. She has Parkinson's disease, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And what we're seeing in some of these behaviors are actually side effects from the therapy.
The drug she's been taking. She's been on this drug for, what, 10 years or something, right?
Exactly. Yeah. But the press is not doing their job, just like they didn't with JFK, just like they didn't with FDR. But isn't it funny that we knew every twist and turn of Ronald Reagan's colon?
Yes. On that happy note, can we talk business, okay?
You know, it's all tied together because here's the real problem. I'm not gonna tease this out. We now live in an oligarchy. Okay, we've lived in an oligarchy since 1988 between the Bushes and the Clintons. The Republicans are just as complicit in this as the Democrats, not only at the federal level, but here in New York State. In 1980, when I cast my first ballot, as I mentioned before, New York had 41 electoral college votes. We had 39 congressional districts and the 2 senators. We're now down 12 congressional districts. Okay, we have lost the equivalent of the population of New Jersey since 1980. Now, how did that happen? It happened because we've got the highest taxes and the most onerous regulation on business in the entire country. People voted with their feet.
Yes. Well, it's the same thing that's happening in California. You know, Jerry Brown wants to insist that he's done such a great job in increasing jobs and go, wait a minute, let's talk about net jobs. How many jobs have you chased out? How many businesses have you and the Democrats? I mean, this is what happens when you have a single party state. You know, as you say, it's become an oligarchy. The Democrats have taken over. Look what's happened in New York. Of course, now they want to try and make nice and offer some sort of business incentive. But, you know, there's a big hook after 10 years for these businesses to decide, oh, yeah, okay, well, I'll consider upper state New York, right?
Well, exactly. Upstate New York has withered on the vine. And, of course, we have a new $3 billion economic incentive package, right? And already there's 2 guys in Buffalo that are convicted of fraud in connection with that program. And when I say oligarchy, I just don't mean the people at the very top benefiting, okay? We've now become a 2-class society. You either work for the government or you don't.
Yes.
And it used to be that the people that worked for the government provided essential services, running the water plant, even though they can't do that anymore in Flint, Michigan, schools, et cetera. But now it's the government employees that are the upper bourgeoisie. Mm-hmm. Okay? It's only the government employees that get a pension. It's only the government employees that get full health care. Syracuse had a very diverse economy back 30 years ago. We had a great mix of blue-collar and white-collar service industry. We had a ton of manufacturing. We had Carrier air conditioning. We had a Chrysler plant. We had a GM, a Fisher body plant that made parts for GM cars. We had Bristol-Myers. All the penicillin in the world was manufactured here in Syracuse. We had a lot of different industries. A lot of soda ash was made by Solvay Process. All gone.
And this is what government regulation, over government regulation does. It tells business it's not welcome. And as you say, they vote with their feet and they go other places. I mean, Carrier, of course, was brought to light here recently when Donald Trump said, hey, look, it, you guys are going to leave the country. I'm leaving you. I'm not going to purchase any more air conditioners from you guys, right?
Exactly. And the solution, the problem is government, okay? Mm-hmm. And the solution is for us to vote them out. It really falls to us. We can't be pointing fingers, oh, the government did this, the government did that. No, guess who elected them? We did.
Exactly.
As I said, Republicans are just as complicit. You know, George Pataki is just as complicit as Mario Cuomo and Andrew Cuomo.
Mm-hmm.
But Andrew Cuomo, they don't even bother with a pretense of wanting us around. Andrew Cuomo specifically said, conservatives have no place in New York. Leave.
Yes. Yeah. And
that's the message.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I think that Hillary Clinton echoed that same message when she maligned, those that are in the Trump camp by calling them a basket of deplorables. I mean, how do you get there with that statement? And the thing is it's probably one of the most truthful things that she shared with us about her insight and her consideration. Now, here's somebody who wants to run for the Oval Office and unite us as a body and be the United States. And here it is. They cannot help themselves. Timothy, they want to play that divide card because this is the way they have been winning, by dividing us. And we have gone along with it, and we keep drinking their grape juice, and we wonder why we have this kind of insanity that violates our Constitution and minimizes our constitutional rights. And as you say, hey, this is a government of, for, and by we the people. If we're not going to stand up and control our government, then, hey, welcome to the 21st century America run by elites.
Exactly. And you're correct. That is the first time that she let the curtain slip. I tweeted out or posted last week on Facebook, I really wish that WikiLeaks could get a video of her leaving a fundraising event, like immediately after she leaves one of these events where she charges parents $1,200 to have their children ask her a question.
No.
Okay. I would love to catch her hot mic statement about the very people that just loaded her pockets with cash, because you know that she thinks they're deplorables as well.
Well, it's...
them as suckers. They see us all as suckers.
Exactly. Well, there's no doubt about it. I mean, look what's, to me, it's obvious. If you don't have eyes to see, and this is what, I believe more and more America is opening their eyes to, and this is why, they don't trust her, Timothy. This is all this underlying sentiment, because she keeps telling them and demonstrating to them that, she is not trustworthy. Timothy Shea is an entrepreneur he's been active in Republican politics, and we appreciate that he's been working hard at the grassroots level, and he's put his money where his mouth is. Timothy Shea on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Timothy.
See your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled akashicuniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.